That's consent. House Bill 1034, are you here that act to repeal an exemption for, from the requirement of a real estate license, E, errors and omissions insurance? Here we go again.
Thank you again. Larry Lingstad with the Real Estate Commission. A number of you people were here in the legislature, maybe in the other body at the time when the legislature passed requirement for real estate licensees, active real estate licensees, to carry errors and omissions insurance. It went into effect January 1, 1994. I think the law was passed in 93. At that time, in order to make the idea saleable, if you will, to those licensees who weren't necessarily 100% in favor of a mandated insurance program, there was a premium cap put on of $100. And if the Real Estate Commission could not negotiate for group coverage at a premium of under $100, then the law was not applicable during that year period. Since that time, like I said, the program has been in effect continuously since that time, and we feel, quite frankly, that it's very successful. In fact, a number of neighboring states have adopted similar legislation since this, and it's being considered in three of our neighboring states at this time. There are several factors that affect insurance premiums, as you probably very well know. One of those being the deductible amount, another one being the limit of coverage, and another being the insurance experience. Well, we can set the deductible amounts and we can set the limits, but we can't always determine what the experience is going to be with regard to claims made. But this is claims made insurance, and so each year you bring along a certain amount of liability from the previous year, and the people in the professional liability field tell us that you probably reach your peak at about 5 years. This is our eighth year, and we have managed in the 8 years to maintain premiums under $100. We're currently at $93. But if we had a bad year's experience, claims-wise, we would then probably be forced at looking at premiums over $100 or increasing the deductible, which is currently $500 for legal and $1,000 for damages. Or dropping the limit, which is currently at $100,000 per occurrence, or people would lose coverage, and they would lose then all their prior acts coverage, because that all comes along as they're continuously covered. So our concern is that if with inflation, maybe with a bad year's experience, if we would have to go out and rebid and be looking at over $100 premium, we jeopardize the program. And so with that, what we're proposing is that we remove the cap in statute, so that we would have the flexibility to go over $100 if it was necessary.
Thank you. Other questions? If not, thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. Further proponents of House Bill 1034. Are there opponents of House Bill 1034? If not, we'll close the committee discussion or committee action on House Bill 1034. Senator Sutton.
Mr. Chairman, I move to pass.
Senator Sutton moved to pass, seconded by Senator Valesky. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of House Bill 1034, go on the floor of the do pass. Vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Vogue?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. Senate Bill 1034 will go to the House with a do pass. Consent moved by Senator Whiting. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Valesky. All in favor of the consent will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. House Bill 1034 will go to floor consent. I think that does take care of our calendar today. So is there a motion to adjourn? So second.
When are we going to handle 97?
I think we're going to do that Tuesday, because that's good. Tuesday we'll do that. I think, in fact, we're going to do that right away Tuesday. We're going to get the sponsor up here and tell him he's going to have to. We'll get a note to him, so we'll get that. We deferred that. Senator Bogue moved to adjourn, seconded by Senator Sutton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Stand adjourned.